do. So we do most.
How should I spell this? It's still hard I can get spelling on, but.
Well, it's highlights of the Tikkuni Zohar. Tikkuni, T I K U N E I.
Uh huh.
Tikkuni and then Zohar. Z O H A R.
Too close to my book. Thank you very much. And boy, pages,
you know, I'll be fine. Pin weight. Thank you. So I guess we'll start with Tikkun. Maybe 25. Okay. Let's start from 25. The Sefer Torah parallels something on high. Sefer Torah is the source of all Jewish neshamas. As we know, the 600,000 letters and spaces in the Sefer Torah. And there are neshamas that parallel the letter. The neshamas that parallel the space between the letter, which is the higher neshamas. So, the Maisa, these two different aspects are a very, very deep source on high. So, our Sefer Torah exactly parallels that. That's why if we have a little change, a little deviation, it's nothing. And that's why every single letter, you read a verse in Torah, and you say, you know, I could have summarized this a lot better. It's not meant to be a summary, it's also a repository for very, very deep ideas, implied in many different ways. So, it's not what it looks like at all. As the Maral says, the Torah was made so that any 5-year-old can learn it and understand it, and yet, whoever you are, you'll find out to it. But we didn't want it to be accessible. We want it to be accessible, but we want it to be hidden, the depth will be hidden. That's what it comes down to. Why did the king have to always have a Sefer Torah with him? Because the king, he alludes to the Melech, the Malach, who is taking on the yoke of Hashem's kingship in the world. So he has to connect with the aspect that's called the Keres, the Torah, the truth. He has to get there all the time. That's a Sefer Torah. That's why he needs to always have a Sefer Torah, just like on heart. So there are 5 books in the Torah. They correspond to 5 wings of the lungs. I guess lobes is the way one would say it.
Lobes.
Yeah. Wings. 5 lobes of the lungs. So he said, you know, a lung, if it gets switched, it doesn't have integrity, or if it's got a sip, it's got a lesion, I guess is the right word, it's tricked. So it's the same thing. Torah says, first of all, it can never be switched. It's just what it is. It stays forever, number one. He said, second of all, it can't have stircha. Stircha, the word stircha also means something disgusting. He said, that's this aspect the person has to try. You know, he has to have what we call tikkun abris. And of course, the Masechta says that many levels are taken over this. The person has to keep Torah, number one. We keep the Torah, we're yearning to connect to Him, to Hashem. And we have to be careful to have holy good thoughts, especially Hashem's coming, Elu, holy good thoughts, and to yearn for Hashem. To wake up the good in me, not the nonsense. And I always say, Tikkun HaBris, Rebbe comes out of Tikkun HaBris, Bris and Simcha and Muna and Anava are all one aspect. It's all one thing. So we work one way, the other way, on this thing, on that thing, so hopefully we'll be Zohar. So that's the beginning, it's called Ruach, because the Torah is Ruach. How many different types of keys are there? Right? It's called the 10 codes, right? The 10 different aspects. That corresponds to the 10 different verses of each set. You have a set of malchios, the declaring Hashem's kingship, zichronos, Hashem remembers us, and the shofar, the branch of shofar, from Sukkim. That's what it comes out to be. Yeah, of course, really, it's 9, it's called 10 codes, but it's 9, because malchios has nothing of its own. So when the tzaras start to come, one after the other, like the trua, like a woman giving birth, the birth tank is very strong, so that's when the goal is going to come. The Shechina is Golis. Can't move, faint it. Talmid Chachamim, you know, we don't even think of this. Right? We're trying to learn Torah, we're trying to serve Hashem. We don't realize that it's our job to be the doctor. We're the doctor. We're supposed to heal the physical strength. That's what the Zohar says. That's what we're supposed to do. That's our job. We're thinking something holy, you know, like get the job, and get the job. We forget like the main thing. You have Shachayim. He says, don't confuse the toes. We learn them. We're going to learn a little bit about Muksa, let's say, from 4 o'clock, right? So you have to like, keep your head. If you're really going to think about Hashem, become a totally new track. Why is it? You have to keep head. But if you see yourself losing connection to what your basic focus is supposed to be, he said, then you have to realign yourself. You have to stop doing it, or learn a sefer musar, or some sefer to wake you up and focus you. You're supposed to be focused on this fat time. It's supposed to be healing the Shina. You keep trying to heal her. You know, I mean, it says that the Zohar, the Kapuna Zohar says is very interesting. Very powerful. There are several stages to healing the Shechina. Very, very deep ideas here. After all, first of all, an apple, she smells an apple to sort of wake her up. That's the aspect, you know, the aspect of something yesterday, the mice, the apples, you know, they're used to Gan Eden, it's always Gan Eden, used to them. The little smell, a little sense of Gan Eden. So when a person has purity, he's open to have a little bit of Gan Eden. We have to try to, first of all, connect to the next world in everything I do. I want to remember the next world. A little something, a little simple. That's number one. So then, the person has to go into Gan Eden and takes out pomegranates and it makes them a kind of drink. The pomegranate, we know, represents the good points. You have to be able to connect to the good points of myself and other people. Try to bring the Shina. I forgot who it was. He said there's a place called Ma'on in the heavens, called Ma'on. So when the Berditchev was alive, they didn't even have to say the place, they just said Berditchev. That's this place where it's just merit, nothing negative, only positive. And the Berditchev, when you said Berditchev, you right away, that was where you were. Because that's how powerful his ability to find the good in a Jew. It's Elul, many sitting would say his name. Sasha, just saying the name is enough to really just make it really because his whole purpose, whole focus was Chus, finding the merit in every Jew. So that's the next step. And then the person has to bring nuts and break their shell. Break their shell of nuts. And she eats these nuts, drinks this hunger and drink, and she gets healed. So what is this nuts? So it says in the Medrash that from the Chachamah like nuts. Why? Because it's like hard, you have a hard shell, you can't really root it, you throw it, it gets dirty, but it doesn't really penetrate to the essence. There's a Bechina where a person is learning Torah is connected and he has tremendous protection. It's only very special. The reason it says one of the functions of Gilgul is because when a person learns Torah, he can't go to Ganim. Let him in. It needs to be fixed. How are you going to fix it? So that's coming. That's why Gilgul is Gematria Chesed. Why? Because Gilgul is, you have a chance. The Chesed is one of the kindness. Thank you so much, Hashem, letting me give me a chance. That's a little bit what Gilgul is. This person has to break through the hard shell, though. The hard shell is not so good, though. On the one hand, it's good because it protects. On the other hand, it's a big klipa. He realizes that he's impervious, as it were. He feels so high and connected. He forgets. He has to break through this, Bechina. He's also taking a place in Kedusha. And all the good things, not fall and say, well, it doesn't get soiled, it doesn't get dirty, like, very nice, it doesn't penetrate, but that's not the idea. And that's how we take her out. You know, Chaz speaks about this a lot, this idea of trying to save the Shechina, rescuing the Bas Melech. Rebbe speaks about it, he says, you have to do it beyond the level to do it. But we'll try to, as it were, do it, as soldiers of the Tzaddikim. Says, the first Kriya Shema in the morning alludes to the first place of Mikdash. The second Kriya Shema alludes to the second place of Mikdash. To Rashi. Here we go. Each one completes the other one. And we're on this trajectory, we want to get to a place where it's completely like this. Now it's going to be the total unification between the Jewish people and Hashem. We're just waiting. When is this going to come? When are we going to be one with Hashem? When is it going to happen? That's what we're waiting for. But the Maisa, bottom line, that's our goal. That's where we're headed towards. So after the Rashbi, Darshan uses that two roses. These two roses represent these two elements. Basically, the first and the second is very, very happy. It's the Chilvah Tikkun. Sometimes we're in such a good place that everything's miracles and we see it. That's the first verse of the Mishnah. Other times we don't see the miracles as much. That's the second. Well, either way, wherever you are, it's also a scholar, it's also a revelation. Either way, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you bring the Munah in one way or the other way. And the Munah is the main way to bring Mashiach. The Midrash says, in the merit of the Munah of the redemption, that's going to bring the redemption. Oh, yeah. After the destruction, the road, the Shekhinah fell between the thorns. The Geula is going to be like this morning flower, this beautiful morning flower. These two Shoshanim also represent Yira and Ahava. Fear of Hashem and love for Hashem. Lower and higher. Hashem says, don't arouse, the verse says, don't arouse the love till it's desired. We can't let love cut us off from fear.
What does that mean?
That's a good question. Sometimes a person is so bound up by love, he thinks everything is the same. It doesn't matter. Doesn't make a difference. But when he, you know, feels love for a fellow man, let's say he goes to a good restaurant, he's paying a nice price, right? And the waiter messes everything up. He brings the food, it's nice, it's well done, it's rare. This is everything that he messes up the orders 400 times. He's not going to be happy. He's not doing what I want. Like, that's not, I didn't come to the restaurant to get the wrong service, you know? So, what happened? So he's upset. Why is he upset? Where's all his love for fellow man? So, we all know, we all have this imbued. To do what's proper, what's, you know, there are boundaries. Everyone has this element. There's supposed to be boundaries. Boundaries. You get upset when someone, you know, so sometimes a hava, you can have a lot of love, and it's not with boundaries. You don't have boundaries. There's no way to do something proper without having the right kind of boundaries. Unless you have no vessel, you have no clay. How are you supposed to get anywhere without a vessel?
Did you say love and fear?
Yeah, you can't let the love interfere with the fear. You're supposed to also have fear. You're supposed to also have love, Hashem. You're supposed to also know that it counts and makes a difference. So not only does it count and makes a difference, but I gotta do something about it.
So you have to love and fear Hashem.
That's right. So he said, don't let the love, yes, love is gematria echad, and you're one with Hashem, it's beautiful, but don't let that get in the way of doing what Hashem wants. No, he said, from listening again, and even said it's very, very, very powerful. He said, listen, you know, so I love my country, I joined the army. So his officer says, okay, Mark. He says, well, I don't really feel like it. I mean, does he love his country? Like, he just, it's just a travesty, it's not real. He's going to do what he's supposed to do. If you're in the army, that's what you do, that's your expression of your love. So you do it. If not, no one's going to think that, oh, he's such a great guy. What do you mean you're such a great guy? What happened to what you do when you're supposed to do? The person can't, whatever. Usually, generally speaking, do it. So every person, we all have a Bechira point. We all have things which we can overcome pretty easily. Then we have things that are harder. Then we have things that are virtually impossible, very difficult. We're going to spend a little time on changing those things which are holding us back. What's holding back? What's holding back? And to figure out, what is holding back? Why am I being held hostage? So if I'm being held hostage, we're all the boss men up with on the side. That's what we are. That's what we are. We're in the wrong place. Maybe we're ill. Let's try to change direction, make a difference, make something count. Realize it counts. It makes a difference. It says, oh, it's a difference. It's a difference.
It relates to the concept of embracing everything and everything that's happening to us is for the best.
Yes, but that's true. That's definitely true. But it doesn't mean that, you know, you meet people, it's like it's unbelievable. The guy's like, don't worry, what's happening to you is also for the best. If he was not appropriate. Like, thanks, but it's not your place. Now there's once a guy, he built up a porch, whatever, he built a porch in a way that wasn't proper, or whatever it was. He took someone else's place, whatever, it doesn't matter. So he went over to this person, he was a pretty well rabbi, I don't know, whatever. He said, don't worry, it's all from heaven. You built up my space, it's all from heaven. You're right, but like, so the person's, I mean, maybe he's a little bit of chuspah, but he's like, you know, yeah, that's what, you know, that's what the bandit tells his victim, you know, don't worry, it's all from heaven. I mean, it might be true, but it's not appropriate. There's a halva, he feels a lot of love and fraternity, whatever, but bottom line, what about the boundaries? You need to have boundaries. You can't have no boundaries. You can't say, oh, I love Hashem. You come on the phone today? Nah, I mean, why not? Why not? Feeling is the highest thing. You're talking about Hashem, it's the greatest things. Feeling ties up the Azara, it says, see, Shabbat, time, ties up the soul, it's putting earlier. We didn't do that, but like, it ties up the Azara, it bounds in, you can't do anything, you can't. Much, much harder, just push things on the side. You guys involved? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's all one. It's not all one. Again, when someone steps on his toe, suddenly it's not like someone totals his car, it's not all one. Now it's, well, I have no car anymore. Like, furious. Blasting the person. What happened to all one? It was all one. That was only a cop out because I'm very lazy. That's the way I excuse my laziness. Because my laziness is, oh, no. So we have to work. I take a higher work. So I have laziness. What I do after year. So you earn one. Shame. Try to overcome it that way. It's like different. It's nothing direct. Like you overcome it, like break it. You're asking Hashem, trying, that way you're moving, that's a step in the right direction. It's moving you, and you will get there. But a person doesn't, he doesn't, that moves. No, I love Hashem, it's okay. I'm a good Jew in my heart. I mean, nobody, again, there's no such thing as a good Jew in your heart, because your heart is not enough. When your heart really feels, you act in whatever way you can. You know, the millionaire, someone comes, I'm terrible, in distress. Oh, my feel for you, but I'm not giving you one penny. Like, come on. Doesn't really feel perfect, doesn't feel anything. It feels like I'm missing my lunch. You know, get out of here. That's what it feels. I don't feel anything. You know?
I may be in left field, but isn't that like an excuse not doing mitzvahs? I mean, like what the other, you know, the reconstructionist or whatever would say, it's just like, oh, just love Hashem.
Yes, exactly. And that's a cop out. And again, he says another muscle. Just imagine someone's married. Tell his wife how much he loves her, how much he loves her. She says, oh, could you pick up the groceries for me, this and this and this and this. All right, of course, I'll do anything for you, anything. Comes up, where's the groceries? I didn't get it. Why not? I don't know, but I love you so much. I mean, kind of, eventually it gets to be a little ridiculous. But one thing, I just think, yeah, whatever. He's on his phone, I love you so much. Come on, who do you love? It's not real. It has to be real. If it's real, so that it translates to action. If there's no action, then there's, again, the Ahava isn't real. The Ahava can't just overcome the Yira. It has to be that way. There's more to it, really. There's another dimension here also. It's a totally different dimension. But there has to be things that are we don't understand and we don't get. We just have to sort of we can navigate them. That might also be part of it. You have the sheet?
The sheet.
20 questions.
Yeah,
okay. You're one up over me because I don't have it yet, but I will. We don't have it yet, but we will.
So you don't have it yet?
I'm thinking I'm sure he did a lot of copies, but I don't know. Eventually, it'll be added.
Do you want it?
If you have. Well, I don't want yours. If you have only one, no.
I have one.
No, I wrote them. I know the questions. I just have to remember them and I want to give them out. Eventually, I can add four.
That's you want it?
Four times.
So what's the share now?
Now we're learning Tikkuni Zohar a little bit. Tikkuni Zohar, that's today. That's the moment. It's unfortunate we have to do only books, so then I'll have to see what I do. But that's not a book. I like to do a book, so it's also. See, there's a mashav or something, not just.
I thought
I
was very happy to hear the news.
So there's a totally different level here of the aspect of the Yira, which is that there's Nassim brings this though. The Arizal says that Hashem created the world in two different aspects. Hashem created a circular aspect and a direct aspect. The circular aspect we don't really talk much about. We talk more about the direct aspect. The circular aspect, the way it comes out, again, the way it came out in learning and hearing different ideas about it and thinking about it, you know, is that the absolute circular aspect is that Hashem is misavi with the person. Hashem sort of sets us up in a particular situation so we can fix everything we need to fix. First of all, we need to fix, we're all part of soul groups that have to fix a certain amount of certain things. It's our job. So that's number one. Usually, how do we tell what we need to fix? The Torah says, and others say, the Chassidim would say, whatever feels like it's impossible, you cannot deal with this problem, you're supposed to try to slowly take it on and deal with it whatever way you can. But in terms of fixing, how do I fix the way things are supposed to be? So I have to be put in a particular situation where I'm challenged. So the way that Hashem sets for something, one with a particular predisposition, as we will call it, yes, certain characteristics, he's born in a particular family, a particular country, goes through certain things as a child, where he's pretty much helpless, whatever he goes through, it's easier, it's harder, it's this, it's that. And that puts him exactly in the precise position he needs to be in order to start fixing it. So that's what it comes down to. So again, this Bechina is called Ahava. The Bechina of Lake is all, it's all one, it's all Hashem, it's all beautiful, it's all this high, high place, it's Ahava. This is what's called the Yiras. Yiras, like, this is Tzimtzum, it's like, it's strictly, we don't understand, we don't see. Why do I have to be so hard this way, that way? We don't know. But that's okay, that's the way it's supposed to be. We just, I can't let go of it. Keep yearning, keep trying, keep working. Eventually, we'll fix what has to be fixed. Why do we take off our shoes on your kippur? Why do we take off our shoes on your kippur? So Nelson says, and I'm happy to hear the suggestions, there are many.
Why don't we wear leather shoes?
Yeah, why do we take off?
Leather is like a comfort. Why don't we protect ourselves?
That's very beautiful. You know, first of all, there's some person who said you shouldn't have any shoes. Because like the shoes is like a bit of a cop out. You should put on like a little, you know, one of these wooden moccasins or worthless. Now you have shoes. You know, I wear Crocs the whole year round. So like, I want to wear a kippah. I'm really off. I'm suffering off. And you're like, what's the difference? What's the big deal? A. And B, if people say, especially these shoes, like big questions. Like, the other day, because we're so useful, not game, we're racist. We're very delicate. It's like, when you start doing the posting, you're like, well, that's not so, you know, better to go just with socks. It's not so simple. So how are we so cavalier? Are we so able to just say, you know, all right, it'll be all right. You know, we'll do this, we'll do that. It's gonna be, what's this idea? The taking off the shoes alludes to something very, very, very high. And really, like I said, we're supposed to be barefoot. You know, that's the way, like the Kohanim and Gogu, they did that voter, they didn't have shoes.
Right, but wasn't that only in the base of Mikdash?
Yes,
it did.
Correct.
Whereas, I heard, and I'd be completely wrong, but I heard that you're supposed to wear shoes or some kind of non-leather shoes for honor of Hashem in the shul.
For sure, that's what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says, sell everything you have and buy shoes. The Gemara says, sell it all. Completely drop all your property, everything, get shoes. Now, of course, in Eastern land, we don't wear shoes. That's not applicable. But today, most people wear shoes. So what do shoes do? What are the functions of shoes? We look at that, we'll start to maybe understand why we take off. It's very singular that we also take off plantation though. You see the opposite days. If you can think about plantation fast, it's true, but like opposite days is in Kippur and Tisha B'Av, right? It's such a hard day. Kippur is a happy day. Never learn anything fun in on Tisha B'Av. In Kippur, you have to learn to like do things. It's a high time, but it's very strange to do the same thing.
But aren't those the only 2 days that you have a full day fast?
Correct.
And there's something else.
Those shoes, all the things are parallel. A lot of parallel.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Full day of davening.
That's true. But Tisha B'Av also, we spend a lot of time davening. But still, it's very interesting that there's a parallel, even though it's like the most miserable day and the happiest day.
Okay, five inflictions on both days?
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm just getting tired.
You can
get Sadaqa, you can't. That's true. It's different. It's not a Yom. It's certainly interesting. Like, it's certainly singular. So the Tikkun HaZohar says that shoes protect one's body from being harmed. Yeah, shoes. I'll tell you a story. One time, someone came to Beis Yisrael of Ur. And he said, Rebbe, we were a bunch of professors. He gave a lot of great advice. Surgeries, what surgery to do, how to do the surgery, whatever. So it was like, what's the deal? This rabbi is giving his advice. He's doing a good job. Like, he knows his stuff. He's doing pretty well, too well. Like, we want to meet this Rebbe. He sounds very sacred. Yeah, he's saying that he's so sharp. So they went to meet him. I know some of them. They know some of them. I'm like, can you tell us why you're so careful with your eyes? Not to look at this one. It's seemingly unseen. Everyone knows you get used to things. And you're used to it already. Like, what's the deal? He said, I have a question for you, too. He said, you know, before the state, Arabs used to come around without shoes. This is like a very intelligent idea. no shoes, you don't have to have any expenses, shoemakers, you're just walking on the shoes, walking around the stones, walking around the place. What do they need shoes? What do we need shoes for? Why do you wear shoes? So he said, they said, these doctors said, well, what do you mean? You want to protect your feet? The Arabs, they're very calloused. Those Arabs, Bedouins, whatever they were, had very calloused feet. That's why they need shoes. We don't want to get calloused feet. He said, there's your answer. Exactly. If when you deal with something that's not seeming good and you get used to it, that makes callous. That's not good. That's not great.
They have different feet.
You know what a callous is? If you ever work and if you ever play guitar?
No.
If you play guitar, you're going to find out.
Your fingers get
very rough. That's called callous. When you do your whole foot on